Welcome back to Between the Lines, the North Fond du Lac School Superintendent in New Orleans for the National Superintendents Conference. And Aaron Sadoff will join us on the next segment of the show. We'll find out what are the big issues that superintendents are talking about at that conference. Also get his reaction to proposed legislation in the state of Minnesota that could spell the end for snow days. We'll explain what that's all about. A major drug bust in Waupun. Several people taken into custody. And we'll talk with Waupun Police Chief Dale Haringa on the next segment of the show. District Attorney Eric Toney will join us on the final segment. Last Friday, Wisconsin Attorney Brad Schimmel appealed the November federal three-judge court panel ruling that the 2011 Republican gerrymander of Wisconsin state legislative districts was unconstitutional. Jay Heck with the government watchdog group Common Cause in Wisconsin joins us on the program. Good morning, Jay.
Morning, Greg. Great to be with you. Thanks.
Okay, so where is this at this point? When would you anticipate the U.S. Supreme Court taking this issue?
You know, it's a difficult question to answer because the inner workings of the United States Supreme Court are a mystery to most of us. But what we're anticipating is that they will take the case to begin with. There seems to be an indication that they want to take the case. Now, whether or not they're going to do it in a timely manner or they're going to wait until the fall to take up the case, that's the question. And so our concern is that this issue not just sort of fade away until such time the U.S. Supreme Court decides to take it, because as you know, the federal three-judge panel has ordered the Wisconsin legislature to redraw the 2011 state legislative district maps, and that has to be done by November 1st. So the key is to continue to press for the legislature to begin that process in an open, transparent manner. And, of course, what we would like them to do is adopt the system that they have in Iowa, where actually the legislators themselves not draw the maps, but rather a nonpartisan state agency draw them according to a set of strict criteria, which would result, we believe, in more competitive districts and districts that make a lot more geographical and population sense for Wisconsin. And then finally, Greg, you know, Scott Fitzgerald, the Senate Majority Leader, and Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly, have authorized the additional expenditure of hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxpayer funds to defend these unconstitutional rigged legislative maps. And so we're calling on citizens to demand a stop to that. We've already spent $2.1 million of taxpayer money on this particular item, on the gerrymander defense, rather than on, you know, school aids or potholes in Fond du Lac County or other needs that citizens have. So we want to keep citizens active and involved, supporting a new way to draw maps, no taxpayer dollars to defend the old ones, and just keep this issue on the front burner.
All right. So they basically have 8 months to redraw the maps as ordered by the federal court. But I kind of get the sense that they're appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court, hoping that the court will take up the case. Let's say they take up the case in June.
Yeah.
And the arguments are held. Would the Supreme Court issue their findings, their ruling, before November 1st?
Good question. Generally, keep in mind, the Supreme Court goes out in June, and then they don't come back until the first Tuesday in October. So over the summer, you're not going to have anything.
Okay, so they've got the Supreme Court. If that's the case, they have to redraw the maps then, because even if they came back in October, if they came back in October and ruled in favor of the Republicans, They wouldn't.
Then the process could stop. Yes.
Then the process gets stopped. If they rule against that, a month wouldn't be enough time to redraw the maps, would it? Or would it?
Well,
I mean, they do it by computer.
Well, conceivably not. Although, you know, if they were to start the process now.
If they could start it now, they'd have enough time. They've got 8 months to do it.
And continue through the summer, then it could be done. But you're right. What Voss and Fitzgerald want to do is nothing, and then just gamble that the Supreme Court will then say, oh, your maps in 2011 were okay. By the way, we don't think that's what the U.S. Supreme Court's going to say. But that's what they would like to see happen. And if it doesn't happen, then what Voss and Fitzgerald would say was, oh, my goodness, well, we've only got a month to do this. Well, that would be a pretty intensively... That would be a lot of work.
I don't know how they do it. I would imagine...
Done, by the way.
I would imagine most of this is done using computer models and that kind of thing. So the person that's doing it knows how to do it and would be
exactly
all right.
This is not rocket science from the standpoint that it hasn't been done before. The difference would be that they can't do it in the law office, shielded from the public and the media. This process would have to be much more transparent, and it would have to have public input. That's what the 3-judge panel said in January when they issued the order to redraw the maps.
All right. Well, at this point, we're waiting to hear if the Supreme Court's going to take it up, and we don't know when that will be. You would say it's probably likely the court takes up the matter?
That's what all the legal experts say, because they say that the U.S. Supreme Court was looking for, at least Justice Kennedy, one of the conservative justices, was looking for a standard by which to judge partisan redistricting gerrymandering. And the case that was brought before the federal court is exactly that. It is a standard which we think the Supreme Court might accept. So that's why we're pretty optimistic that the Supreme Court would take the case and then would rule against the 2011 maps.
All right. Common Cause in Wisconsin, Director Jay Heck. Jay, always a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you, Greg. Have a great weekend. Take care.